Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar.
Can I have some brown sugar with that, please?
Brown Sugar Radio is where it all happens. Now here's your host, Brown Sugar.
What up, what up, what up? It's your girl, and I'm back. I'm back. I am back. Oh, I just wanted to let you all know that I am refreshed, and I'm ready, and I am so excited to let you know that I am here, y'all, from vacation. I know you missed your girl, Brown Sugar, holding it down here and just doing what I do best. But, you know, I just had to take a little breather there. Y'all know how it gets when you're busy and you just got so much going on with work and kids and just life. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. And so I am just totally excited. And I just had to let y'all know that tonight I am going to have my son help me co-host tonight, Turtle, okay? He'll be calling in just a few minutes. What's going on, So Unique? What's crack-a-lack? I see you there. What's happening? What's happening? Okay. Okay, all righty here. Now we got Turtle here. All right, Turtle, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so we are here, and we are ready to rock and roll tonight. And so Turtle was really excited. He said he wanted me to call him Turtle Max tonight because he ain't a slow turtle. He wanted to be Turtle Max. Ain't that right, son?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is all good. And like I said, tonight what we're going to do is our Hot or Not segment. He's going to help me with that. And then a little later, what I'm going to do is fill you in just on a little bit of celebrity gossip, tell you what I've been up to, all that good stuff, you know? And so, like I said, you know, I am just truly refreshed and just ready and just, you know, at a point right now where I know I just had to let all my listeners know that I did miss you guys. I really, really did miss y'all. But at this time, y'all, we are so nuts. Don't get silly, because you know how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. We get all the way live. I'm going to keep it popping. Hey, because you know we the live show here on Blog Talk Radio, holding it down for that number one spot. And you know, I just got to say, I have truly just been thinking of different ideas and different concepts for the show and how I can make Brown Sugar Radio, you know what I'm saying, better and enhance it. And tonight I even have a special treat for y'all. I have something for my Christian listeners. Yes, I did not forget about Sports ATL. He said he likes gospel music. So I got a treat for him tonight. But before we start our Hot or Not, I know all my listeners trickle in late. So I'm going to give y'all a minute to get it together because I know how y'all do. Y'all always come through at the last minute. So it's all good. I'm just, like I said, making it do what it do. So, Turtle, you hanging in there with me?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Turtle. So tell us about your day today. What did you do at school today?
The usual stuff. Well, since I'm in middle school, I learned a lot more. I learned math. Since I'm a band player, I play the trombone. I'm a musician.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah, you're doing really good. Tell them what you got in music.
Project really good. Uh-huh.
Tell them what grade you got in music.
I got all A's and B's, so I'm pretty much an A B honor student.
Yep, you got all A's. That's what's up. All right. So what's your favorite subject in school?
I like PE. I used to be in PE. Computers, I'm in computers now, because you know how the periods of time change.
Right.
I work on, I'm going to get in computer class. I work on, like, these weird stuff called PowerPoints, photo stories. My favorite thing in computers is photo stories. You can make your own video and clips about, like, what you want. And you can make your own sounds. Well, right, not really, but it's on...
Well, good. Well, maybe one day you'll want to grow up and get in radio like your mama here, holding it down. All right.
Yeah, I should get him.
Well, okay. Well, like I said, we're just waiting for our listeners to come and trickle in. And I got my son here helping me co-host tonight. And Turtle doing his thing. And he wants us to let us know that he does play the trombone. He loves music. And let him know who's your favorite music artist. Name your favorite too.
You too?
Uh-huh.
I just said, because they're all good. There's always at least two best ones. I know. Okay.
Yeah. So who do you tell them? Who do you like? Your favorite rap artist?
Rap artist?
Uh huh.
Change the subjects. Okay.
Favorite rapper?
My favorite rap artist so far is Chris Brown, because he makes like the cool. he makes funny songs that I like, and he talks about his personality.
Well, Chris Brown would be like a singer. Like a rapper would be like Snoop Dogg or Ice Cube, Kanye, a singer, you do like Chris Brown, that's right. Those are your favorite singers. But your favorite rapper,
Mama
Got You for Christmas. He's he would be considered an R&B singer. Like rappers are the people that rhyme. For instance, the two CDs that Mama Got You for Christmas.
Come in.
You remember?
And Chris Brown. You give me Chris Brown.
What was the other one that you lost?
Oh, Kanye West. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, you like Kanye. So, like I said, we are waiting here, and what we're going to do is we are going to talk a little bit about, you know, this year and fashion, and as we're waiting for the listeners to come through, because I want to do the Hot or Not segment, but I got to wait until... the listeners come through. Oh, son, you got to put the phone on mute or go in the other room, son, because they can pick up the background. Yes, so that was my two-year-old. What's going on, Jolly and Honey Dumpling? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I see you there. I actually have two chat rooms up because I've had problems in the past with my chat box not opening. So I have both of them in there, and hopefully that should work it out here. Okay, sorry, y'all know how it is with kids. There's always something. Let us see. Let's see here. What can we talk about? Let's talk about fashion. Okay, now at your school, what would you say, Turtle, that the kids are wearing? You know, what's like the favorite clothes that they wear out there? Colors and shoes and stuff. Turtle, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to take your phone off mute, sweetie.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
All right. Okay, I hear you now. Okay, go ahead. I can't hear you.
Hmm?
Are you talking?
Yeah.
You got to tell her. I asked you a question. I said, what is their favorite, you know, like, what are the kids wearing right now in middle school?
Oh, kids are like, as you know, they're like a little more mature, Some of them are being bad. Some of them are looking crazy. And
like their clothes, what are they wearing, son? Like, you know, like, are they like their shoes? You know what I mean? Like, are they wearing FUBU, Rockaware? Are they wearing Tommy?
They don't really wear what I wear.
It's up there. Various type, you know. The ones that I have seen before. I don't see no walkwear
anywhere. I
don't
see anybody
wearing
walkwear.
No. Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, to each his own, huh? Everybody has their own different style. And, you know, that's the good thing about growing up and becoming your own person is that you can wear your own style, you know. Now, you said the kids act silly and some are, you know, real serious, some are goofy. That's life, you know. You're going to, as you get older and you mature, even at work, you're going to realize that there's going to be people in your life that you like. There's some that you may not like so much, some you get along great with. Then there may be some that you can't wait, you know, to get away from them. You know, they may drive you crazy. And you're probably experiencing that now at school, meeting different personalities and things, you know? But it's good, you know? It's a good thing. So, what we're going to do is I want to talk a little bit about, let's see here. What would you say is your favorite clothes that you like to wear, Turtle?
Yeah, I bought a lot. Let's see. I like, well, the newest one I like is Kooji, because for a minute I didn't like it because it represents a bad thing, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And then once my mom told me that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then once my mom told me that it represents that God's never going to wash the earth again since we're Christians, I thought about it, and then I know that it's what we wear, what we matter.
Right,
so I thought like that Kooji shirt. And then the next shirt is the $1 million shirt. Who was that from again?
Oh, Big Money?
Yeah, I like that shirt, the second best. And my third, well, I have a tie between third. It's FUBU and Rockaware.
Oh, okay. All right, and that's
those
good.
Are my best clothes, wear.
Right, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, those are my clothes.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. And like I said, you know, you're coming into an age now where, you know, you really you know, want to just, you know, develop your own style and be unique and, you know what I mean? And that's a good thing. And one thing I want to share with you is that you never be ashamed of what you, you know, like to wear. Some people may say, oh, well, I don't really like, you know, the fact that you wear those black boots. They don't look good on you. But you can't let that affect you, you know. You have to know and hold your head high and you know, especially middle school, I'm sure it's a lot of people.
Yeah, really, high school's the worst. College
is
the way more mature people so far.
Oh, yeah. High school kids will laugh and pick at you and tease you, you know, just to be mean, you know, and that's not cool, you know, at all. So what we're going to do is I am going to play right now for my Christian. What's going on, BTR Jason? Thank you for joining us tonight. I see you there in the chat room. And what I'm going to do is at this time, for my Christian listeners, I wanted to dedicate this segment of the show to them because I have had a lot of requests to be more diverse and to change it up a bit. And that's what I try to do, you know. And I try to make sure that it's always something for everyone, all of my listeners. Hi, the J-Mash Show. What's going on? I appreciate you coming through tonight. I have my son on the line. He's helping me co-host, and he is very excited, and he wanted to kind of know what it's like in the radio world. And so I told him that he could help me tonight with our Hot or Not segment. But before I actually begin with the songs that I selected, what I'm going to do is, like I said, I have a listener that specifically requested gospel music and stated that he, you know, that's what he enjoys. And so at this time, what I'm going to do is select a song for him. And the one that I really like the most is by Jay Moss, just a beautiful song. And, you know, you truly can feel what he's saying in the song, the lyrics, everything is just absolutely beautiful. And so at this time, what I'm going to do is go ahead and dedicate this segment to all of this portion of the segment to all of my Christian listeners that are out there. And I promised you that I did not forget you. And so the name of the song is Know Him. This is Jay Moss featuring Karen Clark Sheard. Okay, so definitely be blessed, and we'll be right back.
Don't know.
Oh,
we came up to this world to save
pleading
us.
With the heart.
All right, all right. So I dedicate that to all of my Christian listeners that are out there, and I definitely wanted to let you know I did not forget about you. I did not forget. I do see some listeners on the line patiently waiting, and I want to say that I'm going to grab you in just a second. I just wanted to kind of have my son here. I'm training him and teaching him how to be a host, I should say. Well, actually, right now he's being a co-host. Okay, but I'm teaching him that, you know, the radio industry is a lot of fun, but yet it's also a lot of work. You know, I don't want him to think that just sitting up on the radio, that's all you do. You have to make sure it's well planned out. You have to make sure that, you know, you have something to keep your listeners definitely coming back and, you know, just making it fun, you know, making it something that is truly interesting. And so I will grab you in just a minute here. All right. Now, I want you to tell my listeners some of the things that you like to do. You know, I know you like, well, I don't want to say it. You could go ahead and speak for yourself. Let them know what are some of the things that you enjoy doing, Turtle.
Like, what, for example?
Just, like, what do you like to do when you get home from school? What are some of the fun things that you enjoy?
From school?
Uh-huh. When you get home?
Oh.
Like, what do you like to do in your free time?
Well, me, I study for my work and testing, and after I do all that, I just play video games, spend time with the family, with my brother and sister and baby sister, watch movies, and post my friends outside and in their house.
Right.
And help my next door neighbors.
Yep, that's it. All right, now, well, that's a lot, I say, for a 12-year-old, huh? All right, so now what we're going to do, son, is we're going to take some callers. We have some callers here waiting patiently on the line here, and thank you so much for waiting. I'm going to select my first caller. That's on the phone, 832. You're on the air with Brown Sugar and Turtle. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening? My girl, Brown Sugar, what's going on?
What's going on? Who's calling?
This is Dave Jones from the Dave Jones Radio Show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling in.
I just want to give you some love and just want to give you a shout-out since I haven't, you know, talk to you like this in a while.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Absolutely. Well,
have
like
heard,
I said.
Have you heard my show lately?
No, actually, I've been on vacation. I just got back. This is my first show, and I'm training my son how to be a co-host. He's interested in the radio game, so I'm teaching him what it's like to be on the air and to select calls and so forth. But definitely, I would love to check out your show. What's your link?
It is www.blogtalkradio.com/Dave, D-A-V-E, hyphen Jones, J-O-N-E-S, hyphen J-R.
All right. So definitely we got to make it a point to check that out and see what's going on.
And also,
what days
do
you feature your show on?
It is on tomorrow night. It is a very good topic. People want to keep abreast up on politics and the Democratic count of the delegates for the denomination for president. And we have a lively topic every Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely, I'll be sure to check that out. And listeners, definitely make sure that you tune in to his show tomorrow night at 10:30 Eastern or 10?
At 10 o'clock Eastern.
10 o'clock. All right. Well, definitely, I will certainly do that. And thank you so much for checking out Brown Sugar Radio and exchanging the love in return. And let me
just say that I'm also a Christian brother. I'm so very happy that you have played a song by Jay Moss this evening, and I appreciate that very much.
Oh, wow. See, look at that. I'll tell you, God works in, I don't want to say mysterious because we wouldn't know him, but peculiar. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Well, A does everything for a reason. And so I got to say thank you. Yes, you know, because I've had listeners, I usually do my Hot or Not segment, usually with R&B and hip-hop. And I have a lot of Christian listeners, and they write me, you know, because I give out my email, and they can certainly locate me here on Blog Talk, and they write me. And they ask me, they were like, Sugar, could you play Christian music, you know, when you do your Hot or Not? I said, absolutely. I have no problem, because I truly believe in the goodness and the glory of God. So I have no problem. I'm not ashamed. Okay, definitely.
Absolutely.
All right, well. Thank you so much, Dave, and you be blessed.
And also,
all right,
let me give you my email. Email address. Dave, D-A-V-E, 64, K@yahoo.com.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, certainly when I listen to this archive show, I'll write that down. But that is awesome. We got to keep in touch. Certainly all my listeners that are out there, you can check me out at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. All right, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the show. Okay? All right. Well, Turtle,
thank you
for calling in. God bless you, too. Turtle, you want to tell
them
how thank you for calling in to Brown Sugar Radio? Turtle?
Yeah.
All right. Now what we do is we tell the guests, we say thank you for calling in to Brown Sugar Radio.
Thanks for calling
me out. Okay. I love you,
Colonel. All right. Thanks so much, Dave. All right. So now we're going to move on to the next caller here, son. All right. We have a 213. 213, you on the air with Brown Sugar and Turtle. What's happening?
What's up, Brown Sugar? How are you?
I'm doing good. And who's calling?
This is Jay from the Jay Matt Show.
What's going on, Jay?
I think that is so dope that you got your son on the phone with you. Out of all the shows that I've ever listened to, I've never heard anybody bring their kid on. That's dope. I like that.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
I don't have kids, but that's I like that.
What happened was I had a Mother's Day special, and you got to check that show out. I mean, that show is so inspirational. I'm telling you, you got to get your tissue box ready because you will be in tears, okay, literally in tears because it's so moving and just touching. And I had my mother call in the first half of the show, and then I had my children, okay, call in the second half. Well, my son loved it so much. I mean, he's been like, ever since, Ma, can I help you? Can I get back on the radio? Can I get back on? And I'm like, depends on what type of show I'm having. You know what I'm saying?
I know, right?
Some of it is the grown
sure.
fault.
But
yeah.
let me tell you, let me find out what the topic is first.
Okay. For real. So I was like, okay, tonight is just Brown Sugar Live. I'm coming back from vacation. I'm having a good time. You know, it's a clean version. It's cool. He can come in on this one.
Where did you go to vacation?
Well, you know what's so funny? I just took a break from just being on the air and working. And you know what I'm saying? It was more of a mental vacation, not a physical one, if you hear what I'm saying.
Right.
Because I'm so overwhelmed. I work a full-time job.
Uh-huh.
This radio gig is what I do part-time. You know, then I'm a single parent.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have three small children plus a stepson, you know. Uh-huh. And, I mean, I'm just on the go constantly. Thank God right now my children aren't in sports because my son, Turtle, you play basketball. Okay, you got to let my listeners know about that. Tell them the position that you play in basketball, son.
Well, since I'm pretty tall, I play center.
Yeah, he's a
center.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's very athletic.
Oh, yeah, and he's very tall. I mean, my son is almost taller than me, and he'll be 13 in September.
Where's your show based?
We're in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas. Okay, I'm in
Okay,
so we're neighbors.
Oh, okay, where are you at?
I'm in L.A.
All right.
Yeah,
so hey,
West
Coast in the house.
I know. I would love to have you guys on my show, too, because I like the energy that you have. And I like that you I don't do a whole lot of celebrity stuff, but I'm a celebrity photographer. and a wardrobe stylist.
Right.
So when I saw celebrity gossip, fashion tips, and more, I said, let me call her show to see if she's talking about any of my clients.
You know what I'm saying? Probably, Sue. You never know,
So yeah, I said let me call her
know.
And show her some love, and
I like what you're doing,
and welcome back.
Thank you.
I added you as one of my favorites, so whenever you go on air, it's gonna send me a notification so I can check you
there
out.
You
but
go.
you have great energy.
That's it. That's how you do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta say I appreciate you. You know, tuning in.
Thank you. Not a problem. And I really appreciate you and your son. Turtle?
Turtle, yeah.
I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'm very grateful.
Okay. All right,
so
Turtle.
I'm going to send you a message so we can keep in touch.
Oh, okay. Excellent. You can either hit me up here on Blog Talk or at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com.
Okay, cool. Well, you guys have a great night and have fun. Just have fun with it.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
All right. You remember what you say, Turtle? When the guest hangs up.
Thanks for letting you watch our Brown Sugar Radio show.
Yep, there you go. All right. So you're doing pretty good, son, pretty good. Well, at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to do our Hot or Not segment, okay? And what we're going to do is... Turtle, make sure during the commercial break you want to put your phone on mute, okay, so they can't hear your little sister howling in the background. Anywho.
Yeah, we're
going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
All right.
Love those celebrity interviews? We got them. Love those hot urban topics. We got them too. Make sure you keep tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio every Tuesday and Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, just 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary. Kicking it in overdrive.
Can't get enough of those internet radio shows? Make sure you check out The Rock, Prince, and Meech Live. Check us out for celebrity interviews, hot music, fresh off the press, celebrity news and gossip, and much, much more. Plus, listen in for random prize giveaways. I'm talking gift cards, brand new CDs, DVDs, and everything else you need, all for free. The show goes down every Tuesday and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be there or be square. www.therockprinceandmeadslive.com. That's www.therockprinceandmeadslive.com.
And remember, you ain't heard nothing but a word until you hear The Rock, Prince, and Meech Live. Tune in.
Hey, darlings, this is Chi-Town's finest host of Situation Saturdays, an amazing variety show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join me every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific, and now on a new day, Thursday night, same time, same place. Check me out at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chi1. That's Chyone. And don't forget, tune in, chime in, and speak on it.
Bass, life, love, and everything, 808, and between.
Ready?
Go get em.
Come on.
Hey, everybody. This is Cafe LA, host of Life, Love, and Everything in Between. Make sure you check me out every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/Life, Love, and Everything in Between.
Yo, you know what this is, man. It's your boy Big Jig, a.k.a. the Talk of the Mid, man. The former BET 106 and Park Freestyle Friday champ, man. And I'm doing it real big right here with my homegirl Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah!
What's cracking? It's the Smoke E. Diggler, and I'm chilling with my girl Brown Sugar on the livest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio.
You're listening to Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio. Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, and we have back. Yes, we are ready, huh, Turtle?
Yeah.
Okay, we ready to keep it hype on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. And so now at this time, we're going to get into our hot or not segment. I do see another caller that is on the line I'm going to take real briefly because we're at our half point hour and I definitely don't want to go over. But certainly, you're more than welcome to call in and share your opinions at 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697 and let us know. And how my hot or not segment normally works is that if you think the song is hot, you're going to hit a 1 on your keyboard in the chat room, okay? Or you can call in and say it's hot. If you think the song is not, then you hit a 2 on your keyboard, and that means it's not, okay? And Turtle's also going to help me be a judge. Yep, you got it. Now, you can just, son, you just say hot or not since you're on the phone.
1, 2,
right?
Oh, right. Okay, but everybody
the
else.
People that are,
okay.
Right, the people that are on the internet listening to the show, yeah, they're going to hit it. But you just let me know. We're just going to play like a little bit, right, of the show.
Could I, though?
Just tell me hot or not right now because you're not by a computer. Okay, sweetie? Homer Simpson! Oh, my loyal listener, where you been? Where's Ed Lips at, too? I miss him, too. Yeah, my loyal listeners. Homer Simpson is hot or not time. You know the drill. 1 hot, 2 not. All right, so we're going to – oh, let me take this caller. Just been waiting so patiently. 832, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening, Brown Sugar? This is Dave Jones again from the Dave Jones Radio Show.
Oh,
I just
yes.
wanted to, you know, just – yeah, I just wanted to just, you know, listen in if you don't mind.
Sure,
you know.
Sure. Okay.
Hey, you know, I just love your show, you know.
Oh, excellent.
I'm not by a computer or anything, but, you know.
Oh, no,
I just,
you're
you know,
fine.
Yes, I want to call in and listen to your show.
All right, not a problem with that. I'll go ahead and place you back on mute, okay? All right.
Okay.
Excellent. All righty there. There's Ed Lips. What's happening, Ed Lips? What's going on? I was wondering where y'all was at. Now he's my loyal listener. All right, so we're doing our hot or not segment, and then we're going to talk a little bit about fashion, what's hot. I want to tell you a little bit of celebrity juice, but I got to hurry because I only have 21 minutes remaining. So at this time, the first song that I selected is going to be by The Dream. I absolutely love this song. I think all these songs are going to get one from me, y'all. But I got to get your opinion, and we got to see which one is going to be the winner for tonight, okay? So the name of this is song number 1, Turtle, and it's by The Dream, and it's featuring Young Jeezy called I Love Yo Girl. All right? Now, I got to warn you, I tried to find a clean version. You guys know, Brown Sugar, I don't like songs that have cursing in it, and I could not find it. It's not very much, but it still has it in there. So I'm only going to play, like I said, a brief segment because I like the radio version. You know, I have some sensitive ears. John, you're gonna have to put your phone on mute, sweetie, if you're gonna talk, okay, baby? Because you're speaking into the show. Yeah, put your phone on mute, babe. Okay. All right. For those of you who have just joined us, my son Turtle is helping me co-host tonight. I'm training him and teaching him what it's like to be a broadcaster, what it's like to be a host, and hold it down on a radio show. And so he's truly excited. If you want to call in and just say hi to my son Turtle, you're more than welcome to at 646-716-8697. All right, here it is, song number 1, The Dream, featuring Young Yeezy, I Love Your Girl.
Right. Oh, you bought you that watch? Such a nice guy, he's so generous. You suck ass, nigga, you. Let's go, nigga.
Yeah. It goes Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, made the world trap or die, ex-DJ Trump.
It goes Freak Big Me
and motherfuck Osama. Talking about nothing, so what's up, lil' mama? Hey. Your girl want me and this shit done, she should. Three or four blunts to make the sex suck good. I just feel them so fast, we just blow them so fast. Before I even know it, we done blew a whole half. Young come through nighttime like a burglar. Type of nigga leave his gully on white service. Type of nigga take a phone call white service. So what he hit the back door? What you think I'm strapped for?
All right, I can't play that too much because I got my son on the line here. But certainly, that is just a little taste of The Dream, and that is with Young Yeezy is what it says. Now, I'm thinking, I wonder if that was a typo. Was that supposed to be Young Jeezy? Is there a Young Yeezy? Anyhow, that's what it is. That's song number one, and I see we have one, two, three, one. Okay, now, Miss J, you're confusing me because you gave the song a 1.5. Oh, is that a 1.5 or is that a 1.5? You said the song is all right. One is hot, two is not. Will that be a 2.5? Let me know. Let me know. All right. Anyway, son, what do you think? Minus the curse words. You think it's hot or not?
All right.
Hot. All right. So we have one. Uh-huh.
I think I did like it for a few seconds, but when he started talking about this, I think it was his bad part that he said. That's his
right,
like, intention in the fight. Yeah, and that's why
yeah.
I don't quite like it that much. Not really.
Right. Well, on the radio, he says something else. I forgot. It's they use different words on the radio, son. And that's what I was trying to find. I usually play all of my songs a clean version, but I could not find that song in the clean version. So. Anyhow, we have 1.5, Miss J, 1 Ed Lips, 1 Brown Sugar, 1 Turtle. We have some guests in the chat room that have numbers. What's going on, Big? Is that a 1 or a 2? So far, it looks like it's all 1. So that song has gotten a hot here. And Dave, while you're listening in, I'm going to go ahead and take you off mute since you're joining us on our Hot or Not. Is that a 1 or a 2, Dave?
That's a 2.
A 2. All right. Okay, so we have 1 knot. All right. Okay, it looks like so far the song Big, we waiting on your vote. Homer Simpson, we waiting on your vote. So far it looks like the song has reached a hot. All right, so we're going to go ahead with the last remaining vote. And give it a hot. All right. Homer Simpson gave it a vote. Aw, Big, is he listening? Oh, it's busy. Okay. The vote is for, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, Big. You got to vote 1 if the song is hot, 2 if the song is not. Did you hear the song, Big? Oh, yeah, let me stop the sound effect. Okay. Oops, sorry. I should have done twice. That is a lot of clapping. Boy, they really like this song. What's it going to be, Big? So far, though, I think the ones have outrated it anyway. All righty. So, the next song, all right, number 2, I'm going to play a little bit of. And this song is from Madonna. Now, I got to tell you, I was a Madonna fan back in the day. Material Girl and all that. You know, I had my lace glove and all my hot pink. Yes, your girl Brown Sugar had all that. And I loved it. And then there was a time in her career where I kind of not really, some of the songs I didn't understand, I should say. You know, really didn't care for it. But I still like Madonna because I felt like this. Any artist that can stay in the game as long as she has and has continually transformed herself and reinvented herself and, you know, stayed on top of her game the way that she has is just phenomenal. So I've got to give her much love because Madonna's doing her thing, y'all. And this song, when I heard it, I was like, who is that? I really like it. This one here is Madonna. It's called 4 Minutes featuring Justin Timberlake and Timberland. So she knew who to get for the beats and also Justin to pull his fans her way. But I absolutely love this song. Big, how you going to get a song of one? I ain't even played the song yet. This is Madonna, unless you already know what I'm talking about. Maybe you pre-voting since you're so occupied. I love you, Big. All right, son, tell me what you think after this. I'm going to play a little bit of it. Okay, tell me one hot or two not. It looks like all the votes are in. Big, I was stopping it. All right, so what you think? Hot or not?
Yeah, I guess this one's hot.
Hot, all right. One vote for hot. Okay, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Homer Simpson, is that a one? Straight up, that was a one. All right, another one. Welcome, guest 1821. We're doing our Hot or Not segment on Brown Sugar Radio today. And what that is I play just little snippets of a song, and they're new songs from either new artists or well-known artists. And you can select one if you think the song is hot, two if it's not. Okay, so you are welcome to join us. I do this once a month for all my listeners. It's a lot of fun, and certainly I'd love for you to join us. So far we've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Homer Simpson waiting on you to vote. Dave, since you're on the line listening, hot or not?
Are you referring to the Justin Timberlake that was
right
with Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl when he undressed her top off?
Yeah, that's Justin Timberlake. That's the one. That's him.
That was him.
And Madonna. Yep, him and Timberland and Madonna. They claim it was it was a wardrobe malfunction.
Yes. As far as the song goes, I would have to give it a one.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. All right, Dave. Okay, I'll put Dave back on there. So Madonna's song, I'm telling you, still holding it down in the game over 20 years. Madonna comes out with an excellent, it looks like all of them are one. All right. What's going on, Spirit Wind? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight. I have my son helping me co-host, Turtle. You enjoying yourself tonight, son?
Hey, this is fun.
Son, you there?
Yeah, I said yeah, this is
okay.
Fun.
All righty. I can get the switchboard to stop tripping. Okay. All right, next song. We're going to move right along here. Spirit Wind, we're doing Hot or Not real quick. If you think the song that I'm going to play next is hot, hit 1 on your keyboard. If you think it's not, hit 2. Yeah, I hear you, Miss J, huh? She said it was a well-planned wardrobe malfunction. SCEF, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for coming through tonight. Guest 1821, guest 1862, is it? Thank you so much for coming through. We also had Jolly come through and doodle lips. What's happening? We have a lot of listeners tonight. Definitely, I got to say welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We're doing our Hot or Not segment. We'd love for you to join us. Yes, I'm here, Turtle. Can you hear me, sweetie?
Yeah.
All right. The next one, this is my absolute favorite. Another one, I just go bananas when I hear it. I don't know if it's Vic or V-I-C, but anyhow, whatever his name is, features Soulja Boy, Get Silly. And this is my jam, I'm telling you. This is going to be the new summer hit. Last year, it was Soulja Boy and Crank That and all that. V-I-C or Vic, whatever his name going to be or is. This is going to be the summer jam. I'm telling you, this is it. So definitely, y'all gotta get silly. Get silly. All right, y'all, here it is.
Soulja Boy, tell them. The dance flow silly. The ladies
hey.
Gon' feel me. The fellas
hey.
In the back, and they twisting up a filly.
Get
silly.
Hey.
Get silly.
Like you,
get silly.
Hey.
Get silly. Get silly.
Hey.
Get silly,
hey.
Get silly,
hey.
Get silly,
hey.
Get the dance,
oh,
silly,
okay.
Yeah, the ladies go silly, okay. The fellas
hey.
In the back,
okay.
And they twist
okay.
It up a silly,
okay.
The dance,
hey.
Oh, silly,
okay.
The ladies go
hey.
Silly,
okay.
Yeah, the fellas
hey.
In the back,
okay.
And they twist
okay.
It up a silly,
okay.
My chain too silly,
okay.
My wrist too silly,
okay.
The girls throw me fish, cause my rims big willy,
okay.
My rat too silly,
okay.
I rat too silly.
Okay.
We're poor fantastic,
yeah.
Cause I got a dilly. Cause now I'm worth a million.
Okay.
Forget a rubber band, cause you can't put a rubber band around a billy.
Yeah.
I be wildin' on an island somewhere just like Gilligan. Drillin' four like a dentist, and then I fill a rent. I bop, bop, bop. I'm the man, girlfriend. I'm the reason why you wanna lose your man, girlfriend. I'm calm like the sea. I'm blow like the wind. And now that I'm straight, I'm about to act a fool again.
Yeah.
Get silly.
Hey.
Get silly,
hey.
Get silly,
hey.
Get
silly. Hmm. At least this song's pretty, yeah, I like it, it's hot. Yeah, no, I can't. Nope.
Oh, shucks. Okay, can y'all
hear
me now?
Yeah.
Ah, thanks, Adlis. I didn't know I was muted. I'm telling you, this switchboard is tripping. Why did it mute me? Anyhow, 1, if you think it's hot. 2, if you think it's not. Thank you so much for looking out for me, my listeners in the chat room. That's why I pay attention. What's going on, Sweetikins and Cuddle Boo? Thank you for joining us. And definitely, like I said, tonight, this song, I mean, what I just played right now was Vic or V-I-C. Can somebody in the chat room tell me how to pronounce his name, if you know? Is it Vic or V-I-C? Anyway, I promise you that's going to be the summer jam. It's already just came out. You can hear me now? Excellent. Oh, goodness. Okay. So, Turtle, you gave the song a one. Let's get your votes in, listeners. One hot, two not. What you think? What you think? We are awaiting. Turtle, you gave it a one. Seventh Black Discipline, or is it Disciple? I think it's Seventh Black Disciple. Anyway, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. All right. One hot, two not. We're waiting on the vote. Uh-oh. Bless you. All right. One, two, three. The other chat box here. Come on, y'all. I need you guys to vote because we got to know which song, hot or not, hot or not.
Come on, make it up faster.
Yeah, we got to make it happen. All right. It looks like. So far, so good. Another one. All right. And it looks like it is hot. So most definitely, we got to say Get Silly. That's going to be the new jam. Yep, yep, yep. Get Silly. That's it. All right. Now, Miss Jack, I can't believe you didn't hear that. You haven't heard that song yet? Is that new to you? Well, hey, Brown Sugar Radio going to expose you to it all, okay? I'm going to keep you hip, girlfriend. That's for sure. Now, the last song that I selected for this evening is going to be, gosh, I really like this song, and I had to choose between the two, and I decided I'm going to go ahead and go with The Game featuring Keisha Cole, because The Game really has come a long way. But then I said, well, I really like Estelle featuring Kanye West. I like both of these songs. And so I'm going to have my son Turtle, because I really don't know which one to choose yet. I like both of them, and I know you are like a Kanye West.
I'll be interested in that.
So which one do you think we should play?
What are the two best ones again?
Well, we got The Game featuring Keisha Cole and Pain. And then we have Estelle featuring Kanye West, American Boy.
Since you listen to American Boy so much, I think you should play that.
He's telling on me. Yes, I do. I wear the song out. I do. I know, but it's just such a cool song. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to see. Let me see if I can get in here and extend the show, because the show and I only have 2 minutes left, and we've just been having such a good time tonight, and I see I have more listeners coming through. Kanye, all right. Kanye says, all right, that's in the chat room. They said, Kanye, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead. I extended the show just to go about maybe 10 minutes over, okay? I try not to do that. Oh, I try not to. I know everyone's busy. He said, oh, great. You said you wanted to help me co-host, Turtle. This is what you got to do. You got to work overtime sometimes. You got to put in a little extra hours, a little extra minutes sometimes, a little extra sweat. All righty. I'm going to play both briefly, and then I'd like to talk about a little fashion. Hey, Phenomenal Woman, what's going on? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We're doing our Hot or Not segment right now. And we are picking if the song is hot, select one. If it's not, select two. And so I'm going to listen to my my listener's request, who selected Kanye. That's the one that I'm going to go with first, real briefly. Beautiful song. Estelle, I've never heard of her. I think she's from England or Europe. She has like an accent. I mean, you can hear it even when she sings. Just a beautiful woman. Absolutely beautiful. All right, so here it is, Estelle featuring Kanye West, American Boy, and I'll play that real briefly, and then we'll play The Game featuring Keisha Cole next.
The Game.
It's hot, one, two, not.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on.
Keep the show moving. Ed Lips votes one, all right. Seventh Black Disciple, one. Oops, I put a P. I meant to hit one. All right, Turtle, what you think? You like it? Okay. Fishy Pool, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. That's a cute name, by the way. Dave, you're on the phone. I'm so sorry. Dave, you still hanging in there with us?
Yeah, I'm hanging in with you.
Excellent, excellent, Steve. Are you feeling the song by Estelle and Kanye?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it.
Excellent. All right, she has a beautiful voice, huh? Very unique. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Fergie. As I was listening to her, I'm like, I thought it was Fergie, actually. And then they said Estelle. I'm like, who is that? All right. All right, Turtle, good. Well, that's your favorite rapper on there is Kanye. Okay, Phenomenal Woman. You got the hook. Oh, Phenomenal Woman was going to say a two, but she like, I know that hook could get you on it. I'm telling you, that's my daughter, Kiki Pop. That's her favorite song. And, I mean, it won't even stop playing. So this song is just meant to be heard tonight. The switchboard is tripping. Yeah, but it is. It's cool. It's cool. So, hey. Well, it's certainly... is an excellent song, and like I said, I like it. It's fun, and it's something that, you know, is different. You know what I'm saying? And so, hey, I like it. Now we're going to move on to the next song here, which is The Game and Keisha Cole. Absolutely beautiful. The last song for the night, and then we're going to just talk a little bit about fashion. And actually, you got to keep it locked because this Thursday, oh my goodness, we are having Nappy Roots. Yes. Nappy Roots, come in and do their thing. I'll tell you some more about it in just a second. But here's The Game and Keisha Cole with his new song, and it's called Tank.
My birthday, let the top down, California's my birthplace, so I'ma take you there like Big took niggas to New York, Juicy had us feeling like we was from New York, and that's real shit, Blaze the Philly, it's summertime, shout out to Will Smith, cause who didn't wanna be the Fresh Prince,
Flat top, gold chain, and some fresh kicks. My nigga Nas told me money make the world go round, and Uncle Luke showed me how to make my girl go down. I've been around hip-hop since 85. She had her ups and downs, but she stayed alive. I used to think LL stood for Love LA. He from Queens, how the fuck he put that with Cool J? Red Kango hat, red sweatsuit to match. Red Adidas, nigga, game is back.
All right, it looks like we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's see here in the other chat room, Homer Simpson Cuddleboo, let us know your thoughts. All ones in the Block Talk Radio chat room. That is excellent, excellent. Turtle, what do you think? Minus the bad words, son. What do you think of the song? Is it hot or not?
Yeah, I, let's see, think. Yep, I think it's pretty hot.
All right. Well, you know what? I must have did a good job tonight because just about every song that I selected tonight was hot. So y'all got to give Brown Sugar a round of applause tonight because I did pretty good, huh? And Turtle. Now, I got to tell y'all something. This song here, I have to be truly honest. Y'all know Brown Sugar gives it to you straight, all right? I'm really not a big fan of the gang. However, this song here, it just, I'm a Keisha Cole fanatic. Absolutely love her, and I love what she's saying. You know, ever since she's had the chance to make a change, now she's paying her dues, and I believe in that. I believe that you have to pay it forward sometimes in life, you know, and that's exactly what she's doing. And, I mean, she's such an incredible role model. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Miss J, clapping for me. Okay, and Turtle, don't forget Turtle now. He hanging tough tonight. But I absolutely love the fact that she's speaking about how she, God has given her the privilege to make a change in lives and millions of lives. She is in such a great place in her life right now, and you can just see God working through her, everything from speaking at the women's shelters to the homeless shelters to the runaways and the abused children. I mean, in her TV series, just absolutely wonderful. But the game has truly come a long way. He's faced a lot of pain in his life, and I remember looking at him on, now I'll get a little bit into my celebrity gossip, then I'll get into my fashion. But the game was stating how he was so low in his life at one point that he thought about taking his own life, you know, and not living anymore. He was just so down and depressed about things that had taken place with 50 Cent and with the G-Unit getting booted out, you know, just the public humiliation that he had faced. And to see him now hold his head high, you know, and he's doing his own thing without G-Unit or without 50, you know, is beautiful to me. So I really got to applaud him because I'm sure that it's very difficult. Many of you probably have been following the Flavor of Love series, okay? And as you seen last night when Shy got up there and she stated, reality TV can make or break you. And I truly believe that because even just being a celebrity, when you're a public figure, all your business is put out there. And it's got to be hard dealing with, if you're not a strong person, dealing with the opinions and the critics and people always critiquing you and you know, just looking at you under a microscope. And, I mean, when Shy got up there last night, many of you know that Slave had criticized her for having bad breath. And she was crying, stating now she cannot find jobs, she cannot find, you know, it's just really sad. She has been labeled as the girl with the stinky breath. And that's why I always tell my son Turtle, I said, yeah, I tell him, I say, it's important, son, you know, to make sure that you have good hygiene, that you take good care of yourself, because you don't, once you get a label as being funky or musty or stinky, any type of odor, especially body odor. Yeah, you will always carry that label, you know, and kids are mean nowadays, high school, you know, college, you know, they're just really, really mean, you know, and just imagine being in the public limelight. And I remember Shy was stating last night how she says certain jobs won't even hire her now because of that. So, you know, just looking at the game, getting back to him and everything that he's persevered through. He went to jail and back out and, you know, just everything that he went through. To see him now hold his head high, although I really don't care for the cursing in the song, I do like the fact that he's back on top and he's confident again. And that, to me, speaks volumes. So, real quick, I'm going to give you guys a little celebrity gossip. And Toto, before you leave, because I'm going to wrap up the show here in the next 10 minutes. Toto, before I do that, I'm going to say thank you so much, Son, for helping me co-host tonight. Miss J said that you did a good job. Yep, she sure did.
Listeners helped me my mom out.
Yep, that's it. And so you are going to get a round of applause. To be my special co-host tonight. All right. Turtle Max is in the house holding it down as a co-host with his mother. And so I'm going to go ahead and have you hang up now, son, but thank you so much. Anything you want to say before you go real quick?
Well, I just want to say thank you for listening to my mom radio show. I appreciate it from treating my mom respect. And everybody else have a good time. And don't forget me.
All right. That's it. Okay, baby. All right. Well, if you want to stay on mute, you can. All right. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the end of the show here. All right, sweetie. Okay. And my son, there it is. He's interested in radio. So you never know. It may be a Turtle Jr. show. Who knows? Huh? Or not Turtle Jr. I was trying to say Brown Sugar Jr., but that don't make sense. Brown Sugar Baby. He didn't like that because he said, Mama, I ain't no baby. I called him my Brown Sugar Babies on the last show. Anyway, it'll be a part two from Brown Sugar Son. All right, he'll probably get into the radio game. But real quick, like I said, wanted to get into a little celebrity gossip and figure in. Now, Jay-Z and Beyonce had a party, and it looks like the party was, it was a private VIP party that they had, and it says that they pretty much just kept it low-key, you know. It's alleged now, okay? I don't want to put out any rumors. I'm assuming this is what happened, but it was reported that they had a VIP party and had a lot of big celebrities there, and no real special occasion, at least not that we know of, okay? But it was at Palm Beach Casino and in the Cayman, and the guests gathered were Diddy, Kerry Washington, and model Naomi Lenore. It says, after a night of partying, the couple quietly exited through the club's back doors where paparazzi followed them. And I'm viewing this on concreteloop.com if you want to check it out and see the pictures. Beyonce, as usual, boy, I can't talk tonight. Jeez, Sugar's back and she's tongue-tied. Anywho, just when you think of the powerhouse couple, you know, just beautiful, very powerful, very, you know, private, which is something I truly respect about them. But, like I said, they had this party, and I'm sure they probably always throw parties knowing them because they have the money to do so. I mean, could you imagine having the kind of money that Jay-Z and Beyonce have? I would throw a party once a month. I'm a very social person, very, very social. You know, have my little glass of wine and, you know, make it do what it do. But anyway, the pictures are beautiful. If you get a chance to check them out, Beyonce's gown is just absolutely gorgeous. I love her stilettos, too. I mean, the girlfriend got it going on. Looks like she has a cream-colored dress on. She has her hair pulled back in a ponytail, just chilling, you know, something kind of casual. And I think it's a great thing. You know, after touring the world, I'm sure she's ready for some off time now. Rumors are still speculating that the couple are expecting a baby, so we will see if that's true or not. Then also, too, wanted to fill you in and let you know that Bow Wow is supposed to be appearing on a new TV series, okay? And it's supposed to be like a cartoon, an animated series, and it's really cool. Bow Wow's actually been acting now for quite some time, so he does an excellent job. I can honestly say, you know how some people that are in the music industry try to convert and go into acting and they're really not that great, or vice versa. Actors that may try to get a record and they really don't do that well. Well, I could say I really do like Bow Wow's acting, you know, very good. But yes, he's supposed to be entering a new animated series here, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun for him, you know. The name, which I am actually researching as we speak, I want to make sure, it's called The Cleveland Show, okay? And so this is going to be exciting. many networks are pitching in and working on the new show's hours, and it's supposed to air in 2009. It'll be aired on Fox Television. We'll be bringing the buzz about the animated. It's a comedy show, and it's going to be very funny. It's like a spinoff from the hit series Family Guy. Oh, that's going to be interesting, huh? Yes, indeed. And so, Usher, many of you know Usher has been doing his thing after 4 years of quietly laying low. Usher is doing his thing and has a new album out titled Here I Stand. And you know that he's gotten married and, you know, has his firstborn. I believe it's a son that he has, rumored to be. And, I mean, he just enjoyed life, you know? I mean, hey, you work hard. I believe you should play hard, right? Absolutely. Certainly here. My listeners are talking to me in the chat room. I'm sorry. I'm sitting up here reading. Are you guys talking to me? Oh, good night. Good night, Seventh Black Disciple, Rock Prince, how are you? I'm not trying to ignore you. I'm just reading here. Okay. All righty. So welcome, guest 2196, and Rock Prince, guest 1896. Thank you for coming through tonight. But I'm really excited, and I can't wait to you know, hear his new album. I love Usher. I think he's a very talented young man. Now, you know, Usher and his label were stalling, you know, because he had to come up with some material that could, you know, triumph over the hugely successful album that came out 4 years ago, which was Confessions, which was covered in controversy because, as many of you know, him and Chilli from the group TLC had a very, very public relationship, okay, not to mention a public breakup. So a lot of the songs were wrote on her behalf and the frustration and just going through life and relationships that he went through. And so that also helped to launch the record, knowing that, wow, these songs are really, you know, written about someone we know. But I truly believe that Usher is going to be able to do his thing, and he's collaborated with Ludacris on this album, is what it was reported, so we'll wait and see how that sounds. And we'll just continue to wait and hear the rest of the album. Now, I have to be honest, the song that's out right now, Love in This Club, it had to grow on me. It really did. What's going on, Jelly Banks? Thank you for joining Brown Sugar Radio. I appreciate that tonight, you coming through tonight. Then on, poor Hillary, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Hillary here, and then we're going to get into, gosh, I'm running so behind tonight. You know what, I don't think I'm going to get into too much fashion because I'm running behind and I'm already way past schedule. I do appreciate, though, the listeners that are hanging with me tonight, and I certainly don't want to take up any more of your time. I try to be punctual, I really do. Real quick, Senator Hillary Clinton explained to the editorial board of South Dakota, okay, Sioux Falls Argus leader, why she remains in the race for the Democratic nomination. it was quoted that she said, "My husband did not wrap up the nomination in 1992 until he won the California primary somewhere in the middle of June, right? We all remember Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June in California. I don't understand it." Now, I don't know what she means by talking about being assassinated and all this, that, and the other. What's she trying to say? Anyway, the New York Times called it one of Hillary Clinton's worst days, all right, because apparently, you know, a lot of people have really been saying a lot of negative things. I guess she's been having a few problems reportedly now with her campaign and things that have been taking place for her. And, you know, she just really believes that she has an opportunity to win, so why quit? And one thing I always share with my listeners is that quitters never win, right? So you do have to kind of keep forward, especially with her being so close and so successful as she has been. But I guess a lot of people are pretty much telling Hillary to throw in the towel, you know, and just to give it up. But she's hanging in there, and she's fighting like a pit bull. She's hanging in there, and they got a grip. And so she's not going to let go anytime soon. And she just wants to certainly try to make the most out of what she can. But certainly I just want to whoever is going to be the best for president is who I want to win. And that is my final thoughts on that. Don't want to get too much into politics right now. But keep it locked. Like I said, this Thursday we are going to have Nappy Roots in the house. Yes, the ones that sung Po Folks. Yes, I'm not going to try to sing it because I cannot sing. I got to feel really good to sing like I did. You got to catch the Yin Yangs show, okay, with the Yin Yang Twins and the Gastro. Towards the end, we made a song, so you have to listen to that song. Yes, D-Rock and Brown Sugar made a song, so you got to catch it. Ed Lips was there. He remembers, and I think Miss J was there, some of my loyal listeners. But we had a field day, but I'm not going to do that to y'all tonight, okay? But certainly, hip-hop stars Nappy Roots will be in the house this Thursday night, and we have more celebrities that will be arriving and coming through, and so you definitely want to make sure that you keep it locked to Brown Sugar Radio because we constantly have great things happening on the show. And so I truly believe that it is a great time just to be able to call in and speak to them. And if you're an inspiring artist, certainly ask them how did they get to where they were, you know, because I am going to open the phone lines, all right? So I think the song that got the most votes was The Dream. And so I'm going to play a little bit of the instrumental version because my son is still listening. I can't play too much of that, the real version. But tonight, I believe The Dream got the most. Well, I don't know, because that Kanye West song got a lot of votes, too. Estelle and Kanye West? I don't know, listeners, what y'all think? Who won tonight? They all were hot songs. I mean, I know my personal favorite out of all of them, I would have to say, would be the Soulja Boy, Get Silly. I like that one, too. But I want something a little mellow since I'm winding down. The Dream would be next. I love you, girl. So just winding down tonight. I'm glad to be back. I'm really excited. Have a lot of great things planned for you for the month of June. I'm going to go ahead and keep the fashion tips that I had because the show pretty much went longer than I expected. But definitely, I'm going to make sure I make it up to you. We're going to go over some more fashion. We're going to go over more health. We're going to go over beauty tips. I know the men may not be too into that, but hey, you never know. You may want to share it with your mama or with your woman, you know. Tell us, call in or tune in to Brown Sugar Radio. And like I said, I have two celebrity guests I'm working on for the month of June. I don't want to release it just yet because I haven't locked the date, but I know you're going to love it. And PB's working on some things. Matter of fact, big shout out to PB doing his thing. And a lot of you are asking, where's PB? Where's PB? You know, PB is tired probably because he held it down for me last week. Okay? So I'm sure he's exhausted. Because while I was on vacation, he kept Brown Sugar Radio rolling. And I got to give him a big thank you. A big thank you for doing that for me and selecting some great guests for y'all to listen to and, you know, keep you entertained. So, at this time, I definitely want to say that, you know, Brown Sugar Radio wouldn't be what it is without you. And so I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Please continue to spread the word. If you're interested in becoming a Brown Sugar Radio promo team member, by all means, you certainly can hit me up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. Or you can hit me up here at Blog Talk. Email me on my page and just let me know you're interested. All you do is just send out bulletins, send emails out, you know, just advertise, all right? And certainly you'll be blessed for your rewards because it is voluntary, all right? But know that the more you give, the more you'll receive. It'll come back to you. The other point that I want to make, too, is that for those of you who have a business or another Blog Talk radio show or any type of product that you would wish to advertise, contact me about that as well, and we will certainly promote it because, as you know, Brown Sugar Radio is growing by leaps and bounds, all right? And our archives are getting larger and larger. Our live listeners are great, you know, but the archives are phenomenal. I mean, we have more archives, absolutely, than live. But to me, it's funner when it's live. Then you can interact with the guests, and you can call in and voice your opinion. I mean, it's fun, right? So, I just think that, you know, it's a lot of fun, and definitely you want to make sure that you continue to tune in every Tuesday and Thursday. And I got to say thank you so much. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and close because I have certainly extended the show longer than what I wanted to. But, hey, I'm back. I'm back, and I think I'm going to exit out with that Estelle song and Kanye West because that was hot. That was real hot. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night. You hear?
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down.
Get down.
Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
Brooklyn, and I'd like to see what's good.
blood. Who killing them in the UK? Everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't f*** with me. Estelle once said, tell me cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So they hit with all that rubbish.
Would you be mine?